Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Checkout. Before we get to today's show with Justin Brown, our concert we recorded at New Blue last summer, we have our next New Blue concert presented by The Checkout. Thiefs, the French-American jazz hip-hop ensemble, links up with the Japanese-American jazz synth artist Big Yuki in an exciting co-bill taking place tomorrow night in the East Village of New York City at 151 New Blue. The content you're about to hear with Justin Brown, the videos and podcast, we're also recording this concert, which will also include me as a DJ, creating a vibe in the room, along with celebrating the birthday of another guest DJ, DJ Ronzilla, keeping the vibe going. We got Thiefs performing at 10 p.m., and then we got Big Yuki and his ensemble at 11:30. And then later that night, both Big Yuki and Thiefs will come together for a special jam. It'll be one incredible night of music. There are tickets still available. For more information, go to checkoutjazz.org. What you're listening to right now is our last show from our concert series at New Blue. The Checkout presents Justin Brown and Nayusi in June of 2018. It was his debut as a band leader. As you may know, Justin Brown has been a drummer in high demand, constantly on the road with the likes of Thundercat and Ambrose Akinmusiri. But at the same time, for many years, he's been carefully writing his own compositions and plotting his own debut as a band leader. Well, thanks to Revive Music and WBGO, we were all to come together to celebrate this landmark in the drummer and composer's career to present his band Nayusi with Jason Linder, Dennis Hamm on keyboards, Evan Marion on electric bass, and Mark Shim on electric wind controller. We're mostly going to just be playing music for you today. Selections from that electric concert we recorded on June 29th. But if you want to hear more about Justin Brown's extraordinary rise to excellence and learning more about his recording Nayusi and what it means, I highly recommend to check out the podcast we did with him a few months ago. But now let's bring you our first selection from our concert with Justin Brown at New Blue. This is his original composition called Lots for Nothing. Thank you. Well, Justin, we did it. We survived the day.
it was kind of like a whirlwind, wasn't it? But it happened. We survived.
We survived your debut as a band leader. Niosi, as you like to say. Niosi.
If you were African who spoke Swahili, I think you would say Niosi.
And we just heard the band and its premiere at New Blue, June 29th, year 2018. A record to go along with it on Biophilia. Shout out to Fabian Almazan. It's a recording that doesn't have a CD. It's a download-only kind of a futuristic recording to go along with this amazing futuristic music. Do you identify as an Afrofuturist?
No. Well, in some sort of way, like I feel like I'm a forward thinker. I feel like I would like to be qualified as someone pushing boundaries, you know, and someone who is aware of the times we live in today and conveying that through music. You know, I don't know if the Afro future, like, you know, I mean, it comes with a lot of things, you know, like the whole, I mean, you know, could dress very androgynous, or like a real Afrofuturist is just someone who is aware of who they are in these times and what their purpose is and what they need to do in giving back in music. That's an Afrofuturist to me. Like, I don't know if it necessarily comes with the accolades of it, like how you dress and how you talk, my brother and my sister and all that. Like, it's more so if it's coming from a genuine place, you know.
Well, then that does suit you, Justin Brown, because you've told me repeatedly that you're all about giving back to the community. And we are going to be doing so on today's show, because we're bringing you the concert at New Blue on June 29th. And let's just get right into it and showcase a tune that you won't find on the record, y'all. And I'm proud to share this with you. What is this that you can't find on Niosi?
Well, this is a kind of a fun tune. Like, you know, I was kind of just toying with ideas, you know, and kind of put this idea down and, you know, played it a couple of times with the band. And it hit me. I was like, that's where the bass line came from. It's called Stranger Things. I was like, oh man, I have been watching so much Stranger Things that it's coming out through the music. So yeah, this tune is called Stranger Things. We'll be right back.
We just heard Stranger Things, recorded June 29th at New Blue 151. Shout out to Ilhan Ersahin for allowing us to grace his space with the band Justin Brown, Niusi, with Jason Linder on keys, Evan Marion, the bass player, Dennis Hamm. Also, you know he's touring with Thundercat with Justin Brown. Also, the other keyboardist on the electric controller, Mark Shim. You might know him on tenor saxophone, but here on the electric wind controller exclusively, Justin Brown. Take us back to just the night in general. What was it like?
Oh, man, it was bliss, man. You know, when you get to that point, you just kind of are looking back and seeing what it took for you to get to that point of releasing an album of your own. You know, and I was just thankful, you know. If you're honest and people see that you're genuine about something, they will support it, you know. And people showed up, man. Friends, families, mentors, they showed up. And I just couldn't be more than happy, but it was also keep going. Keep going, man. There's still more opportunities out there to speak to the people, you know? So I was thankful that the album is done. It's out. People can literally go and grab it and download it. And yeah, when you look up and see someone like your mentor, like Steve Coleman, like even though I didn't do any gigs with him, but I went to his workshops, played duo with him in sessions, you know? And it was almost like he came out to support that and to say, keep going, you know? So yeah, other than just a bliss state of mind, you know, I was extremely happy.
Also a shout out to the DJ, Mono Poly, his amazing contributions to this concert, the Brain Feeder artist from LA that came in. Some words about him, Mono Poly. Why did you choose him to be the DJ?
Charles is he's a monster, man. He's amazing. I wanted him to be a part of it because, like, Charles gets it, you know. He's almost like an instrumentalist himself, you know. All his music he produces himself, but something like with the drums in particular, he always goes for like a live sound. So like when you hear, at least for me, when I hear his music, I hear a composer, I hear somebody playing keys, I hear someone doing the bass, I hear someone doing the drums, and Charles is doing that. He's creating honest music that reflects these times, you know. And you know, someone like a DJ, I just felt like he gets the whole instrumental thing, you know. So it was just perfect.
Well, I'd bring you to this needle drop moment on his album Cryptic, Mono Poly. I like that, like, just right out the gate.
Mono Poly is just out the gate person, you know? He doesn't hold back anything, you know what I mean? He's just like, goes for it.
Exactly.
He just goes for it.
There's a lot of vulnerability in doing that, right? Like, and I feel like you do that too in your music to a certain sense. Like your tune, Linder's in Your Body. Like, that's a really bold melodic idea, right? That could be perceived as earwormy, could be perceived as annoying, maybe like too hooky. I don't know, like all the things that I'm sure jazz musicians do to overanalyze and criticize their material. You're just like, nah, it's this, and it's in your face, and it's this is my earnest statement.
Yes, I mean, you just have to be honest, you know? And the inspiration from that song and that melody came from Jason. And who? What does Jason do? He rebels against music sometimes. He does not look at it. It should be this way. He is an in-the-moment person, out-the-gate person, you know? And that's where that inspiration comes from. And I feel like I can't write music from music first and then and say this is what it's going to be. It comes from an emotional place. It comes from kind of a natural in-the-moment place, you know? So rather than saying, okay, this is what it's going to be and it's going to have this sort of melodic concept, I just, that's not honest to me. So I always go the route of what am I hearing in the moment, in the now. And if it comes out in your face, then that's just what it is. You know, it's just what it is. Because at the end of the day, it's not about me. You know, it's not about me. It's the emotion that I'm trying to portray. And the inspiration came from Jason. And Jason is all those things. So,
well, instead of Jason Linder in your body, maybe it should be in your face, yeah, Jason Linder.
Jason Linder in your face, yeah. Linder's in your face, yeah.
Let's listen to it from the concert. We'll be right back. Justin Brown joins us here on The Checkout from WBGO, just coming off of his celebration release party. We also have video that you can watch. Go to WBGO.org right now and watch the incredible concert he put on at 151 New Blue on June 29th, celebrating Niusi on Biophilia and his amazing band featuring Jason Linder, Evan Marion, Mark Shim, Dennis Hamm. And I guess you have some other, like, you won't hear it anywhere else material that you can point us to. What's this next song that either, is this something that just didn't get on the record, or this is a new song you wrote, or what's the story? Because I know the sort of backstory of this stuff. Evan told me, like, a lot of these songs you've been working on for years. This has been a slow, evolving, aging process.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm big on patience, you know, and a lot of that material was written, you know, some was written 9 years ago, some was written 5 years ago, some was written last year. But yeah, the idea is to be patient, you know, with me writing music, like I said earlier, like I can't force it out, you know, and I feel like the music that comes out comes from the experiences that I live. So yeah, it just took time, you know, it took time for me to write. And also I'm a slow composer too. Like I compose things in softwares, you know, in Logic and GarageBand, and then I notate it, and it takes me a long time to notate. But I think the overall thing why I took so long or had patience really be the prominent thing, because it was a lot that I didn't know. There was a lot that I didn't know about composition. There was a lot I didn't know about the industry and the business on how to put out a record. So even when we recorded the album in 2015 and it's out 2018, those years in between was me learning, you know, and I just felt like that was something that couldn't be rushed. It was something that had to be studied.
That said, take us something that's not on the record.
Yeah, this, you know, when it came, I mean, I was writing a lot, but I also wanted to have songs on there that, you know, that I was inspired by, you know. And although this didn't make a record, the record, I love playing it, and it's Bobby Hutcherson's Montara, which is just amazing.
And the original version features Harvey Mason holding down the drum chair.
Absolutely, the great Harvey Mason, who is probably 70s most prominent funky jazz drummer.
Was this a record that you were just checking out through and through, and it was actually the title track that stuck with you?
I'm still learning a lot about original samples. So this one I heard on, let's see, on Madlib's Blue Note album.
That's Shades of Blue.
There you go, Shades of Blue. Yeah, Shades of Blue. And that's a cut on there that, like, you know, I really identified with that song. So I had to research where the original was. And that was the original Bobby Hutcherson. And then you find out that Pete Rock sampled it. You know, a lot of the stuff that was sampled, it leads you to these hidden gems. You know what I mean? Hidden gems where you feel like, you know, it feels like it's new, but it's actually just rediscovered. And Montara is one of those songs, you know, with that feeling.
Well, let's hear Montara 2018 with Justin Brown and Niusi. Thank you. Justin Brown, Niusi, we're chronicling, documenting in time a moment, maybe even one of the more important moments in Justin Brown's development as an artist, something that he will certainly look back on probably decades from now and say, oh yeah, that was a moment.
Yeah, I just hope that, you know, you just want to keep growing, you know. Who knows where I'll be 10 years from now, but the idea is to keep it progressive and have something that is tangible with substance, that is, you know, real, to help people get through their day-to-day life.
you know, after seeing you at the Montreal Jazz Festival opening up for the legendary Herbie Hancock with Thundercat, it was presented at one of the finest halls in Montreal. You know, it's just you on this massive stage, Dennis Hamm, Thundercat. He just lets you play. He gives you carte blanche to just steamroll over those drums. Under those conditions of freedom, do you feel like you can grow as an artist? Is having too much freedom a problem sometimes?
No, I don't think that it doesn't leave me with, because I'm not playing everything that I know, you know, in the moment. And yeah, I feel like it does give you room to grow, because let's just say if I'm playing on that level that much, then it's pushing me to search for more things. Freedom like that, it gives me the yearning and the wanting to find something new or find something that I can't do. Steven is tapped into something where it's not about us, you know? It's about what we are feeling in the moment. We are vessels, you know?
I've seen you guys at least 5 times now, and every time I'm still scratching my head trying to like figure it out in a way, because it reminds me of like Ornette Coleman. You guys are all playing at the same time, like in a way kind of taking solos at the same time, and the sound is so dense. And I'm like, wait, but you guys are like crossed over to like the pop realm? How did this even happen?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just look at it as like Coltrane too, you know? Like even with that album coming out, The Lost.
Yeah, The Lost album. I
mean, Coltrane kept going, you know? And even that's still a little bit before the avant-garde period, you know? But it's just testament that like there's always something to find. There's always an emotion to tap into. And I just think Steven just leaves that open for me and Dennis, you know, to bring out the characteristics of the music and to just simply just be in the moment and just play, because that's what the masters did.
You hear the short versions of these songs on the record. You hear the long versions, the stretched out versions here in our concert at New Blue at 151. And we thank Justin Brown for basically joining us in this endeavor of marking this moment in his career. And I hope fans out there have enjoyed it as well. Again, go to our website, wbgo.org, to watch the concert. From my money, one of the greatest New York spaces to hear music, 151 New Blue. Thanks to them. Thanks to Megan Stabile at Revive Music for helping us do this concert. And thanks to Justin for being open-minded and sharing Nayusi.
Thanks, Simon, man. It really was an honor and a privilege.
Thank you.
Original music by Justin Brown and Niusi, a tune he calls Entering Purgatory. And we have a video of this performance right now. Go to checkoutjazz.org to watch it. And WBGO.org. I'd like to give a special shout out to everyone involved in making this concert happen. Revive Music, the folks at New Blue, 151, WBGO, and all of you that actually came to the show to support this concert series. Well, if you'd like to come to the next one, you're in luck. We have our next Checkout Presents concert at New Blue tomorrow night, a co-bill featuring the French-American jazz hip-hop ensemble Thiefs in partnership with the French Embassy. They're helping us present this incredible jazz hip-hop ensemble featuring Christoph Panzani and Keith Whitty, along with Keith Middleton on vocals and David Fraser Jr. And then after them, the jazz synth master Big Yuki, his record Reaching for Chiron is excellent. You can also listen to the podcast we did with him on checkoutjazz.org. Sharing the co-bill and then coming together for a jam later that evening. I'll be spinning some records along with DJ Ronzilla. Tickets and information at checkoutjazz.org. I'd also like to thank everyone involved in the capture of our Justin Brown concert on video: Corey Goldberg, Chris Tobin, and Anthony Nieves. Their music mix is by David Tallickson. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rentner. Thanks for checking us out.